Economist and independent Senator Crystal Drake posed this question as the Senate debated the second Barbados Economic Recovery and Transformation Program, better known as BERT.
Have we now plateaued in terms of what free education does in terms of social transformation?
Senator Drake had yet another question. What is it in BERT 2022 that would allow thousands of Barbadians to improve their standard of living?
So the working class in Barbados since 2006 has seen the growth rate in wages decline. Not stagnate, decline. In 2006, the rate of wages declined from 5%. In 2018, it was 1%. That is on the backdrop of inflation now being at 7.8%. So you can see the disparity in terms of where wages are versus the cost of living. Very easy, 1%, 7%. A shortfall of about 6%. So the pain that people are feeling on the ground is real. It is in the statistics. And the question has to be, how do we get those people who earn wages to participate more and create value added? And on top of that, Mr. President, if we're saying to them, yes, they have money in the credit union, they have money in the banking service, the savings rate there is 0.15%. So any rate of return on whether it's their employment that they're giving for labor in terms of going to work, or whether it's their savings, Mr. President, the rate of return on what they are earning, the working class in Barbados, Mr. President, is minuscule, I'm sure, in relation to big business and the profits that they're making.
The independent senator paraphrased Sir Arthur Lewis to warn that Barbados has to watch for any disparity between the profits of the owners of capital and the working class.
So Barbados needs to be very careful when we march on into the renewable energy sector, when we march on into the blue economy, when we march on into the digitization, into the knowledge-based economy, and all of these other areas. We have to be cognizant, Mr. President, what is it that the average earner is making in those sectors versus the people who own capital? And if, Mr. President, at any point we do not address the disparity, then that is where we will continue to uphold the sordid past that we've came from, where the plantocracy was the order of the day, Mr. President, and those of a particular class and race, in some instances, held on to what were the means of production and capital accumulation.
Economist and independent Senator Crystal Drake. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.